Blog Talk Radio.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome to the show, Destination Health, Your Road to Better You. I'm your host, Kim Cockerham, a member of the Let's Truck team, and I just want to thank you so much for being here today and joining together to say that our health is important. We all know becoming healthy is the best decision you will ever make. It is worth it, and you are so worth it. Sounds like a commercial, huh? Whether you're just venturing down this road for the first time or if you've been at this thing called healthy living for a long time, welcome. We're here to support each other, learn from each other, and celebrate accomplishments. And sometimes we can hold each other accountable, okay? Whatever you need. So let's get moving. Remember that we're taking your questions today. Lisa is working with me today, and so if you press 1, you'll get to chat with Lisa. So come on and ask any questions, share a success story, let us know any challenges that you're having, and we'll work together on that one, okay? So I got to tell you guys, I missed you guys last week. I'm so sorry we did not have a show, and I just really hope that you had a good, healthy, and a productive week, and glad you're spending some time with us as we wrap up Friday here and head into the weekend. So let's get going. I'm really excited about this show today, and I'm going to share a little bit about that. First of all, I love quotes. I like inspirational quotes and all those kind of things, and it's really kind of cool to see some out there that they have about food. So first of all, I said, "Let food be thy medicine, and medicine be thy food." That was actually said by Hippocrates, and that's back in like 460 BC, which is crazy. How about this? The doctor of the future will give no medicine. Her or his patients in the care of the human frame, in a proper diet, and in the cause and prevention of the disease. That was said by Thomas Edison. And one more here. Nothing will benefit health and increase the chances for survival of life on Earth as the evolution of a vegetarian diet. Albert Einstein. I just think it's pretty amazing that these pretty smart guys, you know, said these quotes having to do with food and their health and all that we have such a choice about. So plant-based eating, when you hear that, what do you think about? I mean, do you think lettuce, celery? I picture a guy chewing on celery and kind of sitting in the background at your barbecue. But, you know, I first started reading more about plant-based probably about 5 years ago. And to be honest, I think I heard it on Oprah. And I shut the book. Actually, I'm like, no way, no how. I cannot picture living this way. It just seemed too extreme. But again, that was looking, you know, as the all or nothing type attitude. But it planted a seed. No pun intended. But actually, it kind of fits, doesn't it? It planted the seed in my mind, and it was just always there because we're always trying to look to eat healthy at our home and our kids. So. Fast forward a few more years, it just popped up again, and I just started experimenting with it. Looking at what does that look like in your kitchen, your fridge, or when you do meals, when you plan meals, when you're looking at eating more fruits and vegetables and cutting out meat. Challenge is for me here, and as we all have challenges with those, especially you guys out on the road, but and preparing your trucks and when you know for how long you'll be out there or what you can carry with whatever equipment you have in there. And actually, we have a guest on today that's really going to help us with this. But you also have a challenge at home. And with me, my challenge was just because there's a lot of us here. And I wanted to make this work for all of us. But I found that as soon as you start learning about this, and, you know, reading about it, and it truly is fascinating. And you'll find that your focus kind of goes there, like at the store or restaurant. You're going to say, how does this fit and what can I do? So to be honest, fast forward today, I've gotten away from it. And I blame it on I got lazy. And because it does take a commitment, it's easier to eat mainstream sometimes. And I like meat. So with that, that's what, if you ask me, honestly, how I like to eat the best, I will say plant-based, but I'll say more so like 80%. I'm right in the 80% thing. I'm not vegan. I'm not a strict vegetarian. I do eat egg whites. Egg whites are a great source of protein. I do like that. We have a NutriBullet that is firing off here at our house all the time. Brittany uses it. My husband uses it. We all use it. We have spinach and everything in our freezer that's frozen and ready to throw a green smoothie together right away. So thanks to Lisa and Kevin and making this show available to bring more focus to our health, as well as our guests today. I am actually very grateful and love and being fascinated with this way of just getting more good fruits and vegetables and backing off some of the meat and looking at all the benefits. So I know JW is going to share some of this with you too, but I want to just touch base, and you can never hear this stuff too often, I'll tell you. So why plant-based? Why even look at this? And when I'm sharing this with you, I encourage you to just kind of like, you know, think, you know, what's this all about? And just keep an open mind. Again, this is not an all or nothing type thing. This is just to learn what it might do for you, you know, if you try a little bit of it. The best way to do that is look at the why and what the benefits are. So just a short list, and JW will be able to add to this for me. But better digestion for those not so regular folks out there. This is like nature's magic pill: fiber, water, healthy fats. Better blood sugar. Plant-based diets slow down blood sugar, and they just let insulin do the job. And most people see results within 1 week of this. And sugar, blood sugar is a huge thing for so many people. Cholesterol. Dr. Kim Williams, he's the president-elect of the American College of Cardiology, actually advises his clients who suffer from conditions like hypertension or type 2 diabetes and high cholesterol to look into a vegan diet. And again, I say that, but I also say, you know, when we say plant-based, just, you know, getting away a little bit from dairy, animal, reducing it, and getting more plant-based. Himself, he did that as well, and his cholesterol was 170, when a few years before it was only 110, and it was within, I had it right here, 6 weeks later, his LDL cholesterol had reduced to 90. I mean, that's just huge. So you can't sometimes not look at that if that has such a big result that way. So one of the interesting things that plant-based diets can do, and it's reduce the inflammation in your body. Now, I used to always think of inflammation as being when you got hurt and your ankle swelled, you know, or you slammed your door, you know, your finger in the door and your finger swelled. But inflammation is within your body, too, and it's actually at the root of so many health issues. And we're actually going to do a whole show just on inflammation down the road because it is so fascinating. And it is like I said, so many health issues have to do with it. And it's, again, we just never really looked at it very much before. So I'm going to stop talking. Actually, I can go on and on about this with all the benefits out there. But I think it's fast to hear from somebody who lives this, somebody who lives this out on the road, who didn't always eat this way. And I can't wait for him to share exactly, you know, what brought him to here and what results he saw, how he will be a great mentor for any of those who want to learn different ways to do this. So I am going to go right to Texas and bring JW on here so he can share more with you. So, hey, JW, how are you?
Yeah, JW here, JW Pennystacker, checking in from Texas. How you doing today, Kim?
I am great. JW, I am just so, and I got to tell you guys, JW's been so patient. We're like last minute all the time, and I'm like, JW, I talked to him this morning. Can you still come on? And he's like, sure. And I am just so grateful for you to come on here, JW, because this is huge. This is good.
Well,
good stuff
I'm parking the truck now so I can give you my full attention, and so it'll be just a second before I do that, but. Well, it's great for you to have me on the program and for me to share my little bit of experience, you know, dealing with eating healthy out here on the road. It's it's not easy in a truck.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's hard. It's difficult to make good choices on a continual basis, but I'd like to think that I've well, I don't want to say perfected it, but I've made it work for me, which is what it's all about.
Yeah.
Not certainly not perfect, but something that I can accept, and I keep striving to do better. We all do. So, but
right.
The health the health is a reward, and the neat thing about it is it's fairly quick. You can see progress very, very quickly if you do the right thing, and then if you do the wrong thing, you'll get those results rather quickly also. So instant feedback almost when it comes to this stuff.
Yeah, that's good. Now, what did you tell us about how you came to start eating this way? First of all, how long have you been driving out there?
I'm going to say 4 years, and it's not been a perfect 4 years, but because there's been some ups and downs. But when given the choice between life or death, the choices become easier, if you will. So it was kind of like either change your ways or you're not going to be here. You can't continue doing what you're doing. So, like I say, the choices become easier. Or, you know, the doctor will give you choices of, well, we're going to cut you open and we're going to borrow some veins from here and we're going to move them over here. And you know, you're going to be out, you know, and laid up for quite a while. And it's like, or you can change the way you're eating. So, like I say, the choices become very, very easy presented the facts.
Okay. So that was 4 years ago that you were faced with that, to either make a change or deal with the negative side. Was that?
Yeah, serious complications. And you know, we all tend to put off the little warning signs of high blood pressure and excess weight and all that stuff, thinking that, well, you know, everybody else is doing it. Must be okay. And but your health is a very individual thing, and just because somebody else can do it doesn't mean that you can. And of course,
right.
I've got a few years on me, so that didn't help either. So I had to go after my solution very, very aggressively, if you will, and I have to maintain that attempt to be perfect, if you will, to recover.
So did the doctor tell you to do, like, this is the way you should eat, or did you do the research and determine that this is what you needed to do?
Did my own research. The doctors per se have this medical procedure that they do on a regular basis, and it was their job to keep that assembly line full and booked and so forth. And once you go down that road, you can't reverse that procedure. It's with you forever, and there's complications that come with that procedure. So I did my research, and I found Dr. Furman, and I just, oh man, it was kind of like, oh, how come I didn't know this before type of thing. And I just consumed all the information I could, and he's been my go-to guy, and you know, he's kind of like the basis of my you know, eating plan and so forth. And he's not the only one. There's about 8 or 10 other famous doctors out there that promoting this same type of philosophy. So, you know, you can do your own research. You can put in the search on Google, reversing heart disease, reversing diabetes, reversing whatever. You don't have to be sick. You can be as healthy as you want to be.
Right. So what was the first? So you found Dr. Furman, right? And that was just by Googling. And what'd you do? Get his book? Did you? Because I remember you mentioning his book before. Tell us about that.
Well, the whole learning how to eat and what to eat and what not to eat has been a continual learning experience. So you and I've had a multitude of concoctions and food plans along the way, and every time I discover something new, I'll improve on it. So along the, you know, owner operators, we're very, very creative. So we'll figure out a way to get it done. And here's the thing, in the truck, that just complicates things even more. It's like, okay, fruits and vegetables, that's all I'm going to eat. That don't sound like a problem, but, well, I need that stuff with me every day. It's like, you know, I've incorporated a refrigerator in the truck, and I've got a chest freezer. Can't bring everything I need. I don't have my Instant Pot. I don't have it with me. I don't have my juicer with me. I don't have my Vitamix with me. I'm out here roughing it in the truck right now, but I have brought all the good food with me. I keep it in the freezer. Prepare it, when I'm at the house, and then I'll shop along the way. I carry my apples, bananas, oranges, pears, the best I can with fruits and vegetables, and that's all I eat. If I eat out of my refrigerator in the truck, I can be very, very successful. When I have to go into the truck stop restaurant, I don't do so good. I don't do as good anyhow. I don't totally fail, but their stuff's too salty. It's you're just dealing with other people's preparation, and it's like, I like the way I cook. I don't know. Cooking is any good or not. I guess when I offer some soup or something to somebody else, I'll find out instant feedback there.
Yeah, there you go. There you go. So again, this was like 4 years ago, right? You said, and so you, what was, how long, you said that you've got results pretty quick, correct?
That was what again? I'm sorry?
Did you start seeing results pretty quick? And once you started, and was it, like, did you go dive into it 100%, or did you ease into this way of eating?
Well, no, I it's kind of like the card game. I'm all in. I needed to be better. I needed to be healthy now. I couldn't wait 5 or 10 years. So when I made the commitment, and that's what it was to me. I said I'm all in. Now, I didn't do everything perfect because I didn't have the knowledge. That's where reading. I've listened to his books on tape, I bet 10,000 times, and every time I listen, it's like, God, I didn't hear that before. So I keep gleaning new information out of it. So it's been an amazing learning process for me because, well. Also, denial. One of the big factors of being human is we stuck in this place of denial. It's like, well, that's those people over there. That's not me. That's not my problem. But it's hard to look at yourself and own up to all your shortcomings. And food.
Yeah.
I've had major problems with food all my life. It's nothing new. And I've eaten the wrong things for so many years. It become poor habits, poor choices on a regular basis. And it's taken a long time for me to break those habits. But today I can go anywhere and make good choices of what's available, or I just plain don't eat. I shared with you the other day, if the food you're eating has a commercial on TV, you probably shouldn't be eating it.
I thought that was a great way to put that because that is so true of you.
I understand this whole country it revolves around food and stuff like that, but you don't have to eat it. You can make different choices for yourself. You can still have it once in a while, and it's not going to devastate your life. But when I – let's say if I go in – I'll give you an example. If I say, okay, I'm going to – The deal of the week is a Wendy's chicken sandwich for a buck or a buck and a quarter or whatever. It sounds like a fantastic a value meal, but it would just devastate my way of eating. You'd almost have to force me to do that because it wouldn't be one of my choices. Now I could eat maybe one of their salads that they have there, and certainly eliminating the meat or chicken on the salad, but. So you make good choices. Another little thing is if the food you're eating, and this is one of my I'm still working on this. If your food or your snack has a list of ingredients and it comes in a little plastic bag, you probably shouldn't be eating it. That's
right,
my oh I've just because I get hooked on those little bags of hot peanuts, those spicy peanuts. Man, that's my and they're not good for me. So I've made a pledge: no more peanuts. You know, so
wow. I admire your commitment. I really, really do. I really do, JW. And it's so true. You said about the list of ingredients in the package. I think it's what Michael Pollan's book that has it has more than five ingredients. Or if it has ingredients you can't pronounce, then you shouldn't eat it. And that's what's tough about, like, in restaurants. You don't know what goes in there. And you know, we're going to talk about sugar someday, you know, the sugar that's added to stuff and sodium added to stuff. So, those are two great points to look at. If the food you're eating is on a commercial and if the list of ingredients on the packages is a long list, you might want to look for an alternative.
All that stuff, Kim, is surprising. I got hooked, another thing I got hooked on, the coleslaw at Walmart Deli. And it's like, wow, I'd buy a quart of it and I'd, you know, carry it in the fridge and I'd have it with my meal. Well, I'm going back to get some more, and they said, "Well, we ain't got any. We're in the process of making." And I says, "Well, what kind of dressing do you put on there?" And she says, "Oh," she held up this big plastic bag, and you know, she's making a huge thing of it. And I says, "Well, what? Where's the label?" And she says, "Oh," she grabbed the box, and I read on there I think the first ingredient was high fructose corn syrup, and I just was devastated. I was devastated. I says, "Wow!" I says, "I think I'd rather have cocaine than high fructose corn syrup." And the ladies behind the counter just rolled their eyes, like, "What's this guy on?" You know. Well, it's easier to get off of cocaine than it is high fructose corn syrup. It's one of the most addicting substances. So I didn't get my coleslaw. I says, "Well, I guess I'm gonna have to make my own."
Bummer. So, yeah, you have to adjust. Well, and that was so smart of you. And it's so funny because we keep doing what we've been doing sometimes without thinking, and that made you step back to say, "Oh, wait a minute, what's in that?" And so,
you want to be on your game all the time because somebody else is gonna slip stuff to you, and it's like if you don't know what you're eating. It's kind of like ketchup. If you're eating ketchup and all that stuff, you're getting hidden sugar, and that'll just wreck your food plan, and it'll wreck your just not good for you.
Yeah. And so, you know, we had a couple on when we first started the show that because of his exam, you know, the number one thing they started doing was reading labels. And what would you say to anybody out there that does not do that right now? What will they learn and what will they benefit from reading labels?
Well, you'll look for, I guess it comes down to educating yourself, and you need to know what you're eating, I think, and have a good idea whether it's something that's good for you or not. Pay attention to, you know, read the label. And you go ahead and eat it, kind of, you know, get a grip on how you feel after you eat it. Some of this stuff, you know, it'll have immediate effects either on your blood sugar or you know, your overall well-being. So if something doesn't agree with you, it's like you might want to take a look at it and reconsider, choosing that the next time.
Yeah, very good point. And that's good for restaurants, too. You can actually ask them what is in it as well to a certain extent, you know, so that you can control what, you know, by having them not cook it in things or, you know, like butter. Some of them use a lot of butter and so forth like that. So let me ask you this, JW. So you cook in your truck, right? What equipment do you have with you in your truck?
Well, everything that I have with me is pretty much raw. Like I say, I'll go roughly over a typical day. Right now, and this changes depending on whether I'm either at home or in the truck. But it's pretty much the same thing. It just the preparation may be a little different. But I'll have two ripe bananas, two navel oranges, one pear, two apples, and that'll be my morning breakfast, if you will. And that's from the time I get up until maybe noon. And then for lunch, if I have my soup with me, which I do right now, you name it, every kind of vegetable in the world with some beans, kidney beans in it. So it's got mushrooms, onions, celery, all the good stuff. Salt, and I'll freeze that in a container and bring it with me and defrost it as needed. But I'll have one or two cups of that for lunch, and then I buy bag romaine salad in the big giant bag at Walmart, and I'll dice up some red onion and cucumber, and that'll be my late afternoon evening meal. I try not to eat past somewhere between 4 and 6 o'clock. I found that works best, so I don't eat late at night.
Uh-huh. What do you say to people? Sorry, Jay. Go ahead.
Well, and that seems to sustain me. And if I need an extra snack or whatever, well, I got, apple, orange, or a pear or whatever, I'll eat something. Oh, and I have some grapes with me and stuff like that. But primarily fruits and vegetables is what I eat. And the little short Dr. Furman calls it the G-bombs. It's, let's see if I can get this right. He calls them greens, beans, onions, mushrooms, and nuts or seeds, I think. Did I leave one out? I might have. But that's the little G-bombs, he calls them. And that's pretty much what you eat to sustain yourself.
Okay. Simple, huh?
Absolutely simple. And in a truck, it's easy to just go raw and not really have to do any cooking, per se, with a little bit of prep at home. That's where I'm at right now. I hope to improve my truck habitat in the near future. I'm in the process of moving towards a big cabin, which will allow me to have a bigger refrigerator, have more counter space. It'll allow me to make movies in the truck of my food preparation. I'm hoping to expand my whole commitment towards eating this way. So the truck and the big cabin is a reward for me doing as good as I have so far. So, but it's
there
just a way for me to continue my improvement and sustain this way of life, what I'm doing. So
that's great. So it's been 4 years now. Have you gone back to the doctor that you've first gone to?
Oh, the first doctor? Yeah, I've, you mean when I was all kind of lined up to do that procedure?
He kind of gave me the
whatever you're doing, keep it up, because, because I canceled that procedure and operation. I just, there was too many
great
downsides to it that,
yeah,
that I didn't like the future of that path, so,
take huge courage, JW. That is so courageous to say, to cancel that and put the trust in your own, because you weren't sure where this was going if you changed your eating necessarily. Like, now looking back, you can see what it's done for you. But
I'd read enough successes to know that if I committed myself to this way of eating, that I could reverse my health issues and problems. I mean, many, many people have reversed worse things than this. So, if you eat right and you do the right thing and a little bit of exercise, all the aches and pains go away. I don't realize I'm an old fart until I look in the mirror, if you know what I mean.
Oh, good. No, you are so vibrant. So I'm going to ask one more question, then we're going to see if anybody has any questions. Actually, I have two questions. So what do you say to people who say, well, how do you get your protein? I know that's a big question when people ask people that are eating plant-based. How do you get your protein?
They come – protein is a big myth it comes in just about everything that I eat, in the green vegetables and the beans and so forth. I get way, way plenty of protein in what I'm eating. Protein is not in short supply in my diet. That's a part of the education. You take 100 calories of, 100 calories of beef, and you take 100 calories of broccoli. Well, there's actually more protein in broccoli when you compare it to, the calorie content, than there is in beef. And the people say, well, that's weird. I didn't know that, but that's a fact. So you have to make good choices and eat the right thing.
Yeah, that's good. And educate yourself on what all is available out there to you. So what would you say to people who think, okay, this interests me, and I know you said about getting educated. How would you tell them to start? If you were talking with somebody, sitting down talking to them, and they said they wanted to do this, what would you recommend that they do?
You mean where would a beginner start?
Where to start, yep.
Well, read the book. You don't have to read Dr. Furman's Eat to Live book. You could pick another one of the famous doctors, but educate yourself. Before you decide anything, get all the facts and have a good understanding of how it works. You don't have to spend a lot of money. If you see me on the road, I'll give you a book to read. I'll get you started there. But the key part is the education, and then right behind that comes a commitment to change or commitment to do this. And, and somewhere in there you want a little support system around you because, you're going to find out not everybody in your circle thinks you're doing the right thing. So you're going to have some negative people saying, here, let's go down to the Whopper King and, get the double whatevers, and it's like, no, I can't do that. I don't eat like that anymore. And so I used to have the social aspect of it used to be a challenge, but it's become easier after you practice. If we're going out as a group, it's like, okay, I pick the restaurant because, okay, I know the menu at such and such and such, and I can do okay there. But if you take me somewhere else to the, to the wrong buffet, it's like, I ain't gonna have much fun there because, I'm gonna hit the fruit and salad bar. I can't go to the big fancy whatever. So that's okay.
Right,
but it's about taking care of myself and doing the right thing for myself, at all times, I guess. So
you make it
work.
That is awesome, JW. So can you hang on here while we take a couple questions?
Yeah, sure. I'd be glad to.
Okay, thanks, JW. I'm going to go to Virginia here and bring in John. There we go. Hey, John.
Hi, Kim.
How
are you doing today?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing excellent. You know, this show is just like the absolute perfect timing. Because just yesterday, I had my first plant-based day.
Seriously? That is awesome.
Yeah, yeah. I can't say that at this point I'm going to change over, but I made a decision earlier in the week that I'm going to do one day with no meat in it at all. And it was relatively easy when I started the day out, and then as the day went on, it became harder and harder.
Tell me more about that. Like
for breakfast, it was easy. Steel cut oatmeal with fresh fruits. That's easy. No problem. Couple of pieces of fruit for a snack in the late morning. For lunch, I actually have fallen in love with quinoa. So I had some quinoa and wild rice with some mushrooms, and that was an excellent lunch that really filled me up. And then when it came to dinner, I just really hit the wall. I didn't know what to do. And I know what I wanted to do, but I didn't have it available to me. I wanted to do something with tofu, and I didn't have it available to me. So basically, I ate what I had available, which was broccoli. So I had broccoli with a little bit of lemon, salt, and pepper, and called it a day. And honestly, for the rest of the night, I was just, I wasn't hungry, but I was wanting.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
My question for JW is, when you first change over, how do you get beyond that wanting?
Okay. Well, I would, for that third meal, I would recommend a big salad. It may be that you didn't have quite enough to fulfill yourself, but in the beginning, I ate as much as I wanted. If I was hungry, I ate. But it was all good choices. It was all the good stuff. It was more fruits and vegetables. So if you're hungry, just eat more. You can't go wrong eating more broccoli or romaine or something like that. You just eliminate the bad choices. And the hunger disappears very, very quickly.
I didn't have a problem with hunger. It was a mental wanting.
Oh, that's your addiction talking then. Yeah, that's a little thing in the back that's trying to lure you back to the where you came from. Yeah, you're gonna have to have a talk with him.
That's a good way of putting it too. But it's true. I get what JW is saying. It is those cravings. I think with anything, like when you shift in that, you gotta maybe give yourself a couple days to get through that. And have a strategy in place. Like JW just said, you know, with he had a big salad, like maybe you just need some more food, but you're still missing that, you know, that comfort too sometimes of meat and that. Brittany just sent me a note, which was cool. She could, she's out there listening. Kevin's talking about that willpower book out there. So that'd be kind of interesting to see how something like that, you know, would play into helping us over these, like those challenges that, at the end of the day, when we want to keep going maybe with this or take it a step further. So
leave it up to Brittany to come up with the easy one, right?
Yeah, no. Gotta love her.
Thanks, Brittany.
That is so funny. John, you did that for a day. Are you going to venture and do, you know, see where it takes us a little further and try it a little bit each day, maybe not a whole day or maybe even a whole day? What are you going to do with this going forward?
I think what my plan is truly is that what I'm looking to do is I don't think that I would go completely plant-based. I love yogurt way too much. I love a good steak way too much. I love my salmon way too much. So I don't think that I would do that. But what I think I would do is do maybe 2 or 3 days a week.
There you go.
And, you know, I'm from New York, and there is this phenomenal all-vegetarian Chinese restaurant down in Chinatown. And they do, like, protein-based, you know, wheat, gluten, and all these really oddball-type things. And I think I'm going to go back there, and I'm going to look at the menu closer.
Mm-hmm.
Say, okay, what is it that they're making that turns me on so much about this restaurant, and
nice.
And try and recreate some of those things at home.
Okay, that sounds good. And I love that you're venturing this way too and trying this. So I look forward to hearing, John, about, especially if you do some of the things that JW was talking about, like start Googling and start educating yourself on there's so much out there on plant-based that you just get completely fascinated with it and give it a shot, and I want to hear about it.
Absolutely. My diet at this point is completely up in the air, and it's an ever-evolving thing, what I'm eating, and I'm trying to find, and I'm nowhere near it, but I'm trying to find what is it that works for John.
Yeah.
I'm nowhere near it yet, you know, but eventually I'll get there, and I know each little tiny step that I take, is it a step towards the positive? And as you kind of know, I'm a slow mover. I mean, it took me months to go from a peanut butter and jelly sandwich to, you know, butter and banana wheat,
right,
you know,
right.
bread sandwich. It took me months to do that. So baby steps for me.
Yeah, good for you. And I applaud you for doing that, because some people would throw their arms up in the air and just say, you know what, I'm just going to go back to eating. However, it's easier. So you keep me motivated, John. So thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Okay, I'm going to put you back on hold here and hopefully talk to you next week, okay?
For sure.
Thanks, John. Okay, we're going to go to Linda in California. Hi, Linda. How are you?
I'm just fine. How are you today?
I'm doing great. So you're in California,
yeah.
huh?
Yep, with the windows open. It's a great day.
Oh, there you go.
Oh.
So do you have any questions for JW or about plant-based in general? Or?
Well, I want to say hi to JW.
Hey, hello, California.
Follow you on Facebook. So anyway, one of the things, because I've read that book, is taking vitamins. Because while all the vegetables do have a ton of protein in them, there's one vitamin they're missing that is essential,
mm-hmm.
and you need
yep.
to take that supplement.
Mm-hmm.
And the one thing I also thought when he was talking about fruit you eat in the morning, JW, does that spike your sugar by any chance?
Is it what?
Does it spike your sugar? I was thinking about, I mean, because a diabetic, I don't think could do that. I mean, how much fruit if you eat in the morning?
Well, it doesn't have any negative effect on me. I'm not diabetic or anything, but that's pretty much what I eat every morning.
Wow, that just seemed like a lot of fruit, which it sounded great because I do enjoy fruit too. And then I also, I don't know if, was Kevin talking about the willpower instinct on how self-control works?
That's the book Kevin's reading right now. Yeah, I haven't gotten into it yet. I know Brittany has,
Everybody needs to read that book because
really?
JW brought up the perfect point of that book of how our brain fights with us and tricks us into saying yes when we should say no. I mean, JW hit the nail on the head with one of his comments. So it was cool. It is a really good book.
Okay,
yeah,
our
addictions run wild with us sometimes,
oh.
so we need to be mindful of that.
Oh, it's crazy. And I thought the book did a really great explanation of explaining why your brain fights with itself and how just having a good thought, you don't have to do anything on your good thought, just having a good thought will lead to having a bowl of ice cream if you do not watch what you're doing.
Mm.
And the book will blow you away, Kim. You got to read it.
And okay.
Also, I'm kind of like the caller before. I like vegetables, but I'm not ready to give up meat. But after reading that book, and I do think everybody should read this book too that JW is talking about by Dr.
Mm-hmm.
Furman, it makes you think more about vegetables and ordering vegetables. And I have found
mm-hmm.
many days that we go, both Bob and I will go and not have any meat without even thinking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, I used to always think if you did not have a meat at a meal, then it wasn't a meal.
Right.
And that book really made me realize you don't have to have meat at a meal. You can have a complete meal. So the book will help you even if you don't want to follow the whole diet. So it's a good book. And I appreciate your website, JW, on all the stuff
sure.
you post. All the time on eating right. It's always a nice reminder because it pops up in my news feed. I think you post every day, and it is a good reminder.
I do that to remind myself because I am weak, and I enjoy sharing it with all those that have interest. That just, you know, it helps my continual, I call it progress, so.
JW, share that. Share where people can go to like your page. What is it called?
Well, I'll throw out a question, and the question will be, what is a nutritarian? And if you don't know what one is, you probably don't know how to spell it. But I would encourage you to Google it,
find out what a nutritarian is, once you figure it out and go down that path, of becoming I'm still working on becoming one. I struggle at it. I hope that I am. But a nutritarian is somebody that primarily eats, and their focus is eating high density, nutrient dense food. And that means, to me, that means a very, very small portion, but packed with all the, I can't even pronounce all this stuff, phytochemicals and nutrients in a small, dense area. So one of the most nutritious superfoods is, help me with this, Linda, watercress. If you can eat nothing but watercress, you will be super healthy. It's kind of like a superfood. I've only found watercress in the store one time, and I immediately bought that one bag, and I took it home and put it in my green smoothie.
Green.
And it's like, wow, it really had a kick to it. It's like, whoa. So, but that's what a nutritarian is.
Well, great. Yeah, so everybody go out to Facebook and like JW's page because it does have some great information. So thanks for sharing that, JW, and keep teaching us. And Linda, thanks for coming on. I appreciate it and sharing your thoughts on how people
JW's website, because he meant our Facebook page, is JW Penny Stacker.
That's it, JW Penny Stacker.
Yeah, that's you. Yeah, I want to say it because it's a good page to follow. He just is always posting little tips that I appreciate.
He is. Okay, Linda, we'll tell Bob we said hello. You guys be safe out there.
All right, thank you.
Thank you. Let's head over to Pennsylvania and talk to Tom. How are you, Tom?
Hello, Kim. I'm doing well today. How are you doing?
Doing great. So you're driving in PA?
Yes, I am. JW, it's a pleasure to meet you. I see this is yet another one of Linda's health resources she's been hiding from me, but I'm glad to finally make your acquaintance.
Yeah, great.
I got a couple of questions here for you, if I can remember them all now. This has been a couple of minutes. The first thing is actually a bit of a comment. When you said earlier you like coleslaw, for me, one of the vegetables I like carrying on the truck, particularly where I'm really focusing on my diet, are heads of cabbage. Because if you get it this time of year, as long as you can keep it cool on your truck, you don't have to keep it refrigerated until you start cutting it. It'll last 2 or 3 weeks before you really start having a problem with them. But one of my favorite things to do with it is actually make it a salad with just a little bit of oil and vinegar. For some reason, even growing up as a kid, I never really cared for traditional coleslaw all that well. I don't know why. I find just that oil and vinegar on the cabbage. It doesn't even have to have anything else in it, but that just to me hits the spot, and I've been known at times to make an entire meal just out of that.
Yeah. Yeah. The only thing, that sounds really good. The only thing we want to be mindful of is to eliminate as much oil of any kind from our diet that we can. Oil is not necessarily a good thing, so we need to really, really. Watch it.
When I say oil, I'm talking, on a large salad bowl, maybe like a quarter to a half head of cabbage. If I use a half teaspoon of oil, that's probably a lot. It's just barely enough to coat the cabbage. So
by the time I'm done eating it, I'm with you.
Yeah, there's almost no residue left in the bowl. So it takes a little bit of practice to get that amount right. But it's just enough. I'll a lot of times put a no-salt Cajun mix that I'm experimenting with to make on my own. I'll throw a little bit of that there for a little extra flavor. But I want just enough of that oil so it lets it stick to the cabbage, but not so much that, like you said, it's causing problems. And that's one of the reasons why I try to pick like a walnut or a real extra virgin olive oil. So when I am getting it, it's that healthier oil.
Exactly.
And then the other thing, though, is a comment for John. On some of the days when I've also done more of a plant-based day, by unintending it, if I'm getting late at night, I'm discovering that wanting, I'll try just a little bit of a protein shake, but I'll usually use one of the pea powder protein shakes. And I find just that, you know, like a half glass of that seems to take care of whatever wanting or craving that I was having. And then the key thing on that I've found is you make sure it uses a stevia rather than a sugar. So it may not be the most perfect thing in the world, but for whatever reason, that little different type of protein seems to just fill me up or make me feel more satisfied.
Yeah, it's a progressive thing. You do what you got to do to get by and get it done, and just we try to keep an open mind, moving forward to make little changes, but sometimes you just have to do what you got to do. So certainly,
exactly.
Yeah.
Now the other thing, JJ, is I might lose signal here in a second, so let me get this question out here real quick. Is I was talking to a few different friends who are nutritarians. I've heard different things. Some people saying, oh, it should be entirely raw. Other people saying, no, it's okay to cook. From your experience, what have you found is the most effective to you, or what seems to be the most accurate information?
I have to say that I enjoy both. I've just recently got an electric pressure cooker, and I am just making some phenomenal meals in this electric pressure cooker. So it's going to be my favorite appliance, if you will, on the truck once I have room for it. So, and it'll cook anything vegetable, and I haven't had a bad meal yet. So, but at the same time, I love doing the raw thing too. So I'll go raw for maybe a week or two, and then I'll flip and go to cook stuff back and forth. So I kind of enjoy them both.
All right, well, that helps me a lot. Thank you very much, JW. I'm going to be sure to like you on Facebook. I appreciate the time.
Hey, FaceTime.
Thank you very much, Kim. Have a great week.
Okay, you too. Thank you. Okay, again, I just want to, JW, is there anything you want to add as we wrap up here? You want to share with people?
Well, I guess you're talking to me, but I'd encourage everybody to come over to Facebook and look up the Nutritarian Trucking group there, and come learn and share some ideas and stuff, and send me a message or whatever, and I'll do what I can to get a book to you. So thanks, Kim.
That is so kind, JW. Thank you so much. Okay, you be safe, and look forward to having you on again, because I see this as an ongoing type thing that we can learn more and more about.
Yeah, the journey continues, Kim. It just continues.
There you go. That sure does.
Thanks
sure
again.
Does.
I love your show, Kim.
Thanks, dear. Appreciate you. Bye now. Okay, you guys, so there's some good information to, again, I talk about planting the seed and looking at this. So just some ideas about where to start after this. And so just as JW said, to educate yourself, Google this. There is so much information out there that you'll click on something and you'll read it, and it'll make you want to click farther. And pretty soon you have a gazillion windows open like I always have on my computer, because it's just fascinating. You just learn and you read more, and you might just look and say, hey, I want to try that. So decide who you want to be with this. I mean, is this an all-in type thing, or you just, it could be a health issue like GW had, where it was like, I just have to go down this path, boom, today. Or, you're like, you want to try it, or, try Meatless Mondays. Take one day and do it. Or there's a gentleman, Mark Bittman, that has a book. He's actually a food writer. So he'll come right out and say that he chooses, because of his job, too, to not give away from meat completely. But he is vegan before 6 o'clock. And then after that, he'll have his meat, but he had actually dropped like 35 pounds, and his cholesterol and everything went down by switching to this way of eating. So, at the very least, Meatless Mondays, or vegan before 6, or, try your breakfast, make sure there's no meat in breakfast, lunch. So, it does take planning though. So, and you want to prepare, prep your kitchen and have some strategies for what you're going to eat, write out your menu and go shopping for that. Have fun with it. When was the last time you really spent some time in the produce section of the grocery store? Honestly, it's beautiful. You see all the colors. I honestly feel health being in the produce section. It's nature's, true food. And there's no list of ingredients to it. It's bright, it's colorful, and just look around and think, what could I do with this stuff? What could I make and have ready? And just try it. Just go at it. So get on the internet and search for recipes, because you'll see some out there that just sound absolutely delicious. Go shopping for it and go for it, okay? Commit. This is a big thing, too. You know, people will say that they're vegetarian, don't eat meat, but they are not necessarily healthy. You can eat very, very bad being a vegetarian. So do not, again, we're talking plant-based. We're talking putting more focus on getting more plants into your day. So you still want to, so I'll preach this to high-end, stay away from refined carbs, sugars, any of the white stuff. Okay, just because they're not meat doesn't mean they're good. So do not go there. I love this, John. This is it. You got a good excuse to go eat out. Okay, there are some great restaurants out there that specialize in eating this way. And especially, you know, if you're on the West Coast, if you're in states that, you know, are more focused on healthy eating, whole food eating, there are some states that just are, you know, so, and have restaurants that are very geared toward this. And I shouldn't say that. I mean, even here in Akron, Ohio, we have restaurants that are geared towards vegan, vegetarian, healthy, whole food cooking. So find it. Find where you're going to be and Google a restaurant that might be that kind of eating. And John, go to that Chinese place in New York and see what they can give you. So just like JW's, not an all or nothing thing. Any bit of this that you will add to your day will benefit you, and you will feel better, and you'll just feel like you're eating clean. So with that, thank you. Thank you again, you guys, for being on here. I want to share next week that we're going to be talking a little bit about some tracking devices, getting to know your numbers. What do they mean? I know Kevin's just got some. I think Lisa's wearing one all the time now, and I'm going to be looking for one coming here that I'm going to be trying out as well. So, you know, just like your numbers with your business, health numbers are just as important, at least give you a baseline and kind of steer you in the right direction. I'm going to share as well, I actually went to University of Akron yesterday morning and got in that bod pod. So as soon as I get my Facebook page up for Destination Health, I will share a picture from that. The guy thought I was crazy when I asked him if he would take a picture of me. So have to share it with you. The numbers are not the best. I knew that. So forward focused, we got the numbers to work with then. So I want to share with you what those numbers are that gives you, and you will love it. You will be wanting to search one of these things out too, okay? So I'm rambling fast. So thank you again for taking your time to join us today. You really, really matter to us, and your health matters to us. I appreciate you getting on here and sharing things you're doing and trying and want to learn. And it's just a big collective group here that are gonna go down this road. So until next week, keep moving, be committed to you, and be healthy, be fit, do the hard work, and master this journey to health. Until next week, have a great week, everyone. Bye now.